Bill, you've spoken about the installation schedule and everything was in progress. What did you guys focus this final week?
Well, we have 2 weeks left. So we have this week and next week. Am I right about that? No, I know what you mean. You're separating, yeah. We're on schedule. You know, we're probably a little bit ahead of schedule, Brian, in certain things, like 2 minute, and maybe behind schedule on a couple things, like the red area. So we've got to get caught up there. We're definitely on schedule with special teams. Now, when I say on schedule, I'm not saying it's, you know, anywhere close to where it needs to be, but install-wise, the guys, when they come to training camp, they won't be hearing things for the first time. So I think the coaching staff's done a good job of that, and the guys have done a really good job of, you know, coming back to work every week and obviously studying from the previous week.
Bill, your thoughts about the front office getting these contracts up quickly so the business side doesn't really affect the focus of the group? It's like they did.
Well, we have a really good front office, as you guys know, led by Rick Smith, and then Chris Olson does a great job with the contracts, and those guys they work efficiently. I believe that they work well together and they communicate well. And so, I would expect nothing less from those guys.
So it seems like the fullback position hasn't been prevalent in Seattle last year.
Right.
You guys drafted one. How do you see that position fitting in your offense?
Well, I think anytime you're in the draft and you have a situation where you can help your team personnel-wise on offense by drafting a fullback like Prosh, and then we also have Tobin Operum here too. You know, I think that helps your football team. It helps hopefully, because training camp will be the true test for a fullback, is it'll help the toughness of the football team. It helps on special teams. A two-back running game is always a good thing, I believe. And I think anytime you can line up in 21 personnel and run the football and play action and do those things, it's a good thing.
It'll be a year-long game for Tommy, obviously, but what's been your general impression just his first few couple weeks concerning the linebacker and how you guys have seen him?
Yeah, he's really worked hard. That position has worked extremely hard, just like all the positions. I think he's a guy that's come in here and really put in extra time so far, and he needs to keep doing it. He's put an extra time in the training room to work on his flexibility. He's put an extra time on the practice field. He's being coached very well by Mike Vrabel and Romeo Crennel. So, and I would say the same for all those guys. You know, I think that Whitney's gotten better every week. I believe that Sapp had a good week last week, looked like he had a decent day today, you know. So, and I think there's some young guys there. The kid, Ankara from Nebraska. It looks like he's doing some decent things. So, you know, I think we're on the right track there, and I think the whole linebacker position is on the right track.
When you're teaching Crowley, he's learning a totally different position.
That's a good question, Tanya. I think you teach it by package. So the first thing you teach is how to play, you know, the Sam position or the right outside linebacker or left outside linebacker position in the 3-4. You start with that. That's what Romeo always does, and I like that. There's a foundation there. And then you move from there to the next package, which was nickel, and then the next package, which was dime. And sometimes he moves around. He's not always playing, you know, outside backer. Sometimes he's an end. Sometimes he's a three technique. Sometimes he's a nose. And I think you do it by package, and so that he can, in his own mind, along with all the players that do those things, they can segment in their mind and understand the importance of each package. So it's not just Jadavian. It's every player on our team, offense, defense, really has to learn it by personnel, by package. And again, it goes back to the versatility of the player, and that's what we're trying to teach all these guys, is to be versatile. The more you can do is better for the team.
New to this year, you have a director of football research, and fans are very curious as to what he does to help you and what he does on a daily basis. Could you give fans just an idea of what's involved with that?
Not really. If I did, I'd have to. No. Jimmy Bernhard is our director of football research. He's a very knowledgeable guy. He coached me in college. He's a guy that helps us with situational football, which includes 2 minute, red area, 4 minute, third down, on both sides of the ball and on special teams. He's very involved with the rules. You know, the rules in the NFL are very, obviously, rules that get updated or change every year, and so he's involved with that. He's our liaison with the officials, so we'll have officials here tomorrow and I think Friday. So he'll be a guy that speaks with them and along with myself, obviously. So, and on game day, he'll be upstairs and he'll be watching, tendencies and being aware of what situation we're in and time management, all these different things. So he does a little bit of everything. And he's been a big help to me, came with me to Penn State and, here with me and done a great job.
You definitely have four quarterbacks in camp. Now, how hard is it going to be to divide up the reps considering
Yeah, it's anytime you have four, John, I don't think it's easy to divide the reps. I think you can really get three guys reps in a practice, which is basically what we've been doing. And I know that's probably not the easiest thing for those guys, but three out of four have been getting reps. I'm not sure. We haven't really talked about the roster yet as it relates to training camp. Again, it goes back to, John, everything we do will be in the best interest of the team. These guys, these quarterbacks, though, I have to tell you and everybody, the fans especially, these guys have worked extremely hard. They've all had really good moments. They're very competitive. They've been in this building 7 days a week, studying on their own, studying with myself, studying with George mostly, George Gotze. And they've gone out and really competed and really tried to help the team and I think improved every week. So it's a very competitive situation.
Has the NFL been here yet to talk to you about their schedule, every team, to talk about the locker room?
Right. Right. I think they're coming in, John, during the mandatory mini camp next week, I believe. One of those days there. So they haven't been in yet. We're looking forward to them coming in, because we had a lot of discussions about that. Not myself. I sat and observed and listened at the owners' meeting and listened to what veteran coaches had to say. And it was really, in my opinion, the best part of the owners' meeting was listening to all the different issues and things that all the great head coaches in this league think about when they think about respecting the locker room. I believe that we have a very respectful locker room. We have a bunch of good guys here, high character guys, guys that care about each other. You can see that in the way they practice, the way they take care of each other in practice. You can see that when you walk through the locker room. I meet with a group of guys every couple of weeks and talk to them about those things. And I think we have a very respectful culture here. And we just need to keep that going and keep the communication between the coaching staff and the players very much alive, which we will. And I think that's what it's all about. It's about communication, respect for each other, respect coach to player, player to player, player to coach. And I believe that's what we have here right now. I wouldn't call it. It's different groups. So I pick different groups of guys. It's not one group. One day it might be, like you said, it might be a group of veterans that have played a lot of football in this league. Another day it might be a group of rookies, and I'm working on that, continuing to meet with different groups on the team and talk to them. I speak to the team every day, which I think is important. Talk to them about the theme of the day and things that are important for that day. And I believe our coaches do a great job every single day. So we're very in tune to that, and our players are too. And it's been, to be honest with you, From the time we've arrived here, it's been really, really a neat experience to get to know these players and see what they're all about. Yeah.
Bill, you said that your test of evaluating these guys on both sides of the line offensively here in training camp more. So what do you evaluate with them now throughout these OTAs?
Right. James, I think the one thing that we do, one of many things that we do now is their assignments. How well are they picking up what they're being taught? Their technique, how are they improving on their technique? It's difficult to evaluate an offensive and a defensive lineman when they're in no pads, because obviously there's so much contact on every single play when they get their pads on. These guys have done an excellent job of taking care of each other, really have practiced like pros on both sides of the ball, up front, offensively and defensively. But those are some things you look for, the mental part of the game, the improvement in technique, the effort, the communication, those are things you're looking for.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, guys. Yep.